So I heard a little secret. Would you like to know what that secret was? I heard that you might want to get pegged. You do know what pegging is, don't you? It's when I take my strap on, when I put my harness on, and I put my strap on inside my harness, and then I lube up your pretty little asshole, and I fuck you in the ass. It's kind of naughty, isn't it? I've heard you've been having some fantasies about that. Maybe you're a little embarrassed. You think that men shouldn't like to get fucked up the ass. You think that maybe it's girly or feminine or weak. But I'm here to tell you that you're wrong. It's very, very hot watching a man get fucked up the ass, knowing that he's taking it from me. And let me tell you something. If you haven't tried it, it feels really, really good. Do you know why? Because you have lots of nerve endings in your ass, and your prostate is in your ass. And when it gets stimulated correctly, it can make you have the most amazing orgasms. And I find that pretty fucking hot, frankly. So I'm all too happy to help you explore this fantasy. If I were there with you, I'd be gentle, baby, especially if it was your first time. I would have you lie down on the bed and get nice and relaxed and give you a nice, long, sensual massage just to calm you down so you wouldn't be nervous. And then when you were getting more comfortable with the idea, I would slip on my black latex gloves. They're quite sexy and also quite practical. And I would lube them up, get them nice and slippery. You'd like the way that they would feel on your body, but especially when I parted your ass cheeks and I slipped one lubed up finger inside and started rubbing it on your asshole. Why am I doing that? Well, first of all, it feels delicious. But secondly, I have to get you nice and relaxed. Your asshole has to be nice and relaxed so you can accept my cock and enjoy it. So I would just start by rubbing you nice and slow with one finger, just getting you used to the way my finger feels there, playing against your asshole. The little puckered opening. It would probably be kind of tight at first, but the more I massaged you, the more you would see how good it feels, and you would start to relax and open up for me. And gradually, I would begin to stick the tip of one of my fingers just in and out of your ass, just very gradually in and out, just a little bit at a time. And at first you might be tense, but then I have a feeling you might start moaning a little bit as you realized how good it felt. And you would begin to open up more and more for me. And finally, I could slip my entire finger inside. Ooh, and you'd probably take a big, sharp breath at that. That would be a new sensation, but you'd realize that you actually liked it. It feels good. It feels kind of full back there. You might feel your cock starting to even get a little bit hard. And I would stick my finger in and then pull it out and then in once again, gently, nice and wet, and pull it back out again. And soon I'd be fucking you with one finger and you would be loving it, babe. Your thighs would probably part. You'd probably start moaning. You might even start asking for more. What? Would you like another finger? Another finger in that pretty little asshole of yours? And I would be only too happy to oblige. And I would make sure that my other finger was nice and lubed. And then I would stick that in too. Ooh, now it would really start feeling good. You'd really start feeling what it felt like to be fucked. Wouldn't you like that? For me to fuck you? To get that lovely feeling of being taken and owned? I know you would. I know you'd enjoy it, especially if it was me. And I would lean over you and you could feel my breasts on your back. It would feel so hot, so sexy. And soon I could tell that you would be really enjoying yourself. And I would ask you, do you think that you'd like my cock now? Would you like me to take my pretty strap on and fuck you up the ass with it? And you would say, yes. And I would say, yes, what? And you would say, yes, please, mistress. Please fuck me up the ass with your strap on. And those would be the magic words that I'd been waiting to hear. I would have you just get up a little bit higher because I would want access to your cock while I was fucking you. It wouldn't be any fun if I didn't get to play with your cock while I was fucking your ass, would it? Or if I let you play with it. Trust me, it would feel really, really good. And then I would lube up my cock to get it nice and slippery. It's not that big. Don't be scared. We can always take a bigger one later when you get more comfortable. But right now, it's just the perfect size. Just the perfect size for a boy like you who's experimenting and wanting to feel what it feels like to be fucked for, you know, the first time or so. My dildo's pink. I love pink. So it's quite cute. And I would get it all nice and slippery. And then I would have you part your cheeks for me just so I had lots of access. And I would tell you to relax. Don't fight it. Just be calm. The more relaxed you are, the better it's going to feel. And you would be nice and stretched out anyway from my fingers. And so I would gradually start to ease my cock into your ass. And it would feel really good. You might be surprised. You might gasp a little bit. But then when it got in there, when I finally eased it all the way in your ass, and you could feel my hips pressing up against you, and you could feel my cock all the way inside you, ooh, I think you'd be really turned on. And I'd tell you to start stroking for me. Start stroking that pretty cock while I fucked you nice and slowly. You might even feel my strap-on start to hit your prostate, and oh, wow, would that feel good? Oh, man, you would just be totally in heaven. Your cock would probably be leaking. You'd be stroking like crazy. But I'd go nice and slowly fucking you, just holding your hips in place, fucking you nice and slow with my cock, just listening to you moan, listening to you whimper for me, listening to you beg. Ask me for more. Ask me if you could come. Please, mistress, can I come? Can I come with your pretty cock in my asshole? Oh, and I would love to hear that. I would love to hear you whimper for me while I fucked you and while you stroked your ass. And maybe I reached around and touched your balls a little bit or stroked your cock for you a little bit too, just so you could relax and feel totally owned by me. Because after all, I would have my cock in your ass and I would have your cock in my hands. You would be totally mine. And by that point, you would just be a big mess and you would really want to come. And I would say, okay, baby, you have my permission. You can come for me while I'm fucking your ass with my pretty pink cock. Would you like that? Would you like to come for me? You can have my permission. That's right. Good boy. Are you ready? Good. We're going to count back from 10. And at 1, I want you to think about that. Having my cock in your ass and stroking your cock. And I want you to come hard for me. Ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good boy. Come hard for me. Come hard for me right now. Oh, you make the best noises. Such a good boy. We'll have to do this again soon, won't we?